Before the original Trail Hospital is reduced to rubble, a small group of volunteers made one last visit, not to say goodbye, but to clean it up. Armed with paint rollers and determination, the Communities in Bloom, CIB, tag team recently scrubbed and covered over the latest graffiti scrawled across the historic building, which is slated for demolition. The latest tag said, DRTY Joel, the group shared. It's not the first act of vandalism from this individual, and probably won't be the last. But the team didn't want the building to go out that way. Over the past 6 or 7 years, the buildings backing onto the former temporary shelter alley, including the original Trail Hospital, the old C.S. Williams Clinic, and the Trail Mercantile Building, have seen steady deterioration and repeated vandalism. The team said it aims to have the old hospital go down looking respected, not covered in tags. Who is the CIB tag team? Their 4 long-standing residents, Glenn, Keith, Richard and Monty, working under the umbrella of Communities in Bloom and in partnership with the city, and its Public Works Department. Since 2021, after the last of the graffiti grannies passed away, the team has taken on the task of removing graffiti vandalism across the city. They've already tackled more than 200 tags in 2025 alone. Furthermore, in each of the past 2 years, they've documented over 500 separate instances of graffiti. Their mission is clear: bust tags and preserve the city's beauty. Don't be fooled, the team said. This isn't mural art. It's not even good street art. What we're dealing with are random, ugly attempts at self-promotion, scribbled names, indecipherable wall trots, and incoherent marks. The result is a cityscape that's being trashed. A growing problem. From the Columbia River Skywalk to the Red Roof Stairs, Rotary Park gazebo, dumpsters and downtown storefronts, few public spaces are safe from defacement. It defies reason, the team said, pointing to repeat offenders who they say have tagged high-profile locations all over Trail. There's no sense of community pride when you deface landmarks that people worked hard to build and maintain. The group paints over what they can, sometimes multiple times. But they're calling for more than paint. They want accountability. Where are the spray cans coming from? Do parents and shop owners know what's happening? Are bystanders turning a blind eye? It's time for action, they said. Ask questions, speak up, snap a photo, anything that might deter someone from vandalizing public spaces. The CIB tag team is asking Trail residents to reflect on their role in creating a city worth caring about. With respect, please consider what you can do to keep Trail vibrant, they said. We're out here trying to make a difference. We could use a hand.